Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
So our speaker today has attended to every apprentice program offered at the Chen Xin Center since he was 17, including the biggest program they have, the Consciousness Apprentice Program, where he had an enlightenment experience. And nowadays, he is the only active black belt in the world and teaches martial arts workshops internationally, including Peter Ralston's Consciousness Workshop. Please welcome to our guest today, Brendan Lee. Brendan, please share your wisdom with us.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, I'm Brendan, and I am a longtime student of a man named Peter Ralston, who is the founder of an art called Cheng Xin, like internal martial art. And basically what I want to share with you today is I want to try my best to get across to you what may come across as a radical concept within martial arts, which is a way of creating and generating power that is effortless. It's called effortless power. And the art, Cheng Xin, is called the Art of Effortless Power. And it was founded by Peter Ralston. But the first thing I had in mind to do with you is I'm curious for the people who are here. I see there's like six people, and then there's four people who are panelists. I'm wondering what kind of martial arts experience do you all have, or do you have any? And if you could either raise your hand and then just tell me where you're at. Okay, we got some Aikido. Or just type it in the chat. I think that'll work since there's so few people. You know, I was thinking 1,000 people, but six people will do. Great support. Anybody else? Oh, Jeff, you're with Ralston in Oakland. Okay, so back in the day. How old are you, Jeff? Probably. Maybe that's per. Okay, got it. Well, welcome. Thank you. So did you do Effortless Power with Ralston? Back in the day, Jeff. And Cecilia, thank you. Okay, Jeff, awesome, thank you, awesome. Cecilia, jiu-jitsu black belt. Is that jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, or just jiu-jitsu, Cecilia? Awesome, okay, excellent. Cool, anybody else have any martial background? I've just heard from a couple of people. Thank you, Cecilia, thank you, Jeff. Chip, Hajime, Martin, Nathan, Chip, Sandan, Aikido. Okay, thank you, Chip. Did I get Martin already? Aikido. Okay, thanks, Jeff. And Martin, Aikido. Martin, also Tai Chi. Okay, cool. That's. And Anna. Thank you. Yeah, awesome. All right. Oh, I'm karate too. All right, cool. Thank you for that feedback. I just wanted to sort of get an idea of where you guys are at in terms of your mindset and like how you might be hearing what I'm about to say. So what I have lined up for you is a video. But before I show you the video, it's like I just wanted to explain do the best I can to like explain the concept. And so it's basically a way of having a completely relaxed body and still being able to apply a force. Now, since there is somebody in here who's done a lot of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, this doesn't really apply to grappling, since grappling is on the ground and the way that the body has to move to be able to generate the force uses a lot of muscular tension by default. So it doesn't apply the same way, but it applies to like standing up, striking, throwing, and pushing. So being able to apply force while standing on the feet and then moving. Now, I bet it could apply to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in the sense that, you know, trying to find a way to be as effortless as possible, but still using the strength necessary to do a lot of the grappling techniques. I just haven't figured out that whole domain yet, or like how to do that. So what I want to show you is, it's going to be Peter demonstrating some techniques. And the first thing that he's going to do is basically, I have a video for you and I've broken it up into many different sections. But what I want you to look for, like when you watch the video, because of the world of martial arts and the way that I see MMA has come in and shown a certain amount of realism, that when you watch this, if you're from that world, you might see it as like, oh, well, his partner's just going along for the ride, or oh, it doesn't look like anything, or like from whatever background you're coming from, you're going to view the video from that. And I want you to see if you can see what's being created. So the things that I want you to look for are, I want you to recognize and notice that when Peter's demonstrating the technique, that it is very relaxed. His body is abnormally relaxed. It's not just like he's relaxed in arm, but his whole body is relaxed. And considering, so the just a little bit of history, and I know, sorry, I'm rambling here. I'm like chit-chatting away, but I just want to get you set up so then I can show you and hopefully make the most impact for you. Peter was way into martial arts as a young man. And perfect, perfect. Okay, Cecilia, awesome. Yeah, and hopefully, yeah, great, great, great. As a young man, he's way into martial arts and he did a ton of judo, and through his studies, his idea was, I want to master fighting. Not like I want to master martial arts, but I want to master fighting, period, like as a whole. And so he started to consider fighting. And then at some point in there, he had to start considering power, because in order to effectively fight, which, you know, I know this is the Martial and Healing Arts channel, but fighting is not about healing. It's about hurting people, unfortunately. But for the healing part, we could put in, okay, there's tons of body feeling. It's great exercise and all that stuff, and you can heal, but it's not for healing. It's for hurting. But power is a thing. And what he wanted to do was, he wanted to discover a way to have power that was effortless. You know, and this comes off of the back of Peter's like trying, he's studying judo, and he said he used to go home and then he would sit and contemplate the techniques. He would do it on the mat and then he'd go home and contemplate. And he said at some point he had what he called his judo enlightenment. He had a massive breakthrough in the world of judo. And because of the breakthrough, it transformed his ability in that domain. And this initial breakthrough was in the domain, like what he said when he got the breakthrough. He's like, oh, it's supposed to be effortless. Like, it's supposed to be easy. Those are the words he used. He's like, oh, judo's supposed to be easy. Huh. And so then there's this idea of effortless. So from that and his obsession, and he is definitely an obsessed guy, like the guy, when he wants to train something, he trains it like crazy. So he took this idea basically and ran with it. So the first requisite, you know, once he was into this and he was like, wait a minute, okay, I want to make effortless power, he realized the possibility. And the first thing he did was he got effortless, which is to say he was training, well, I don't know, like 8 to 10 hours a day back in San Francisco, Chinatown with a guy named Wong Jackman. And there's a whole bunch of other stories there. And what he did was he said he got totally relaxed. And he spent like a year being completely relaxed, like no, like floppy kind of relaxed and trying to do stuff, but completely relaxed. And what he said was he failed for like 8 hours a day for a year. And eventually, after all this training, all this experimenting, trying to relax, trying to be totally effortless, he started to get some results. Yeah. And then after a while, he started to map out, okay, now I can consistently get results over time. And now he can teach people this type of stuff. All right. So that's the backstory. And so what you're about to see, what I'm going to show you is like Peter, and he's demonstrating at a workshop. And I want you to pay attention to one, the fact that his body is relaxed. It's ridiculously relaxed. And two, you should notice that if you want to apply a force, like via the arms, say, and the arms are relaxed and everything else is relaxed. I mean, obviously you have to use some muscle to stand up. You have to balance and all that stuff. But what must you use if you cannot use your arms? You see, that becomes a question. See, so I'm like, what do you have to use if you can't use your arms? See, you must use your center. Because you can't, like, this is useless. You see, if these are useless, you have to use a different part of your body. And then, but then again, okay, we got some arms, we got the center moving, but then what else is missing? If you can just relax your arms and move your center, now it's like you're throwing weight around, which, hey, if you throw 150 pounds on the end of an arm into a head, that's going to hurt a lot. Just saying. You know, just swing a heavy bag and let it hit you. It hurts. It's got some power. But if in order for it to get even more effective and efficient, that power needs to be connected to the ground. So then the body as if becomes like a conduit so that you can have a force be directed to the fist. And the way that it happens is the opposite of the direction. Oh, yeah, cool, thanks. The direction of the force is not up and out, it's in and down. You see, because if you're relaxed, you can't expand using muscular tension. You see? So if that's the case, I want you to watch in the video that when Peter is demonstrating these techniques, that force, if you pay attention to his body and look and also feel along with what you're seeing, you will see and feel that the force is moving from the hands down to the ground. And that generates the power. You see, and the power that he says he uses is the intrinsic strength of the body, which isn't like fancy. It's not fantasy. It's not like woo-woo crap. It's just literally the binding quality of the material. You see? The intrinsic strength of the body, not a tense body, but a relaxed body. So think of it more like a fluid filled meat sack. Okay. Cause that's pretty much what your body is with some bones stuck in it. Usually we think of the body like bone, like a skeleton frame with meat around it. But it's more like if you took all the soft tissue out, you'd just be left with a pile of bones because in between each bone is a bunch of soft tissue. Anyway, so I'm just trying to open your mind up to consider the body more as a relaxed, fluid-filled sack than a bony structure. Okay, so are there any questions so far about what I've said and sort of the direction to go and then what to look for? Any massive confusion? If there is, just say something. If not, I'll proceed to the video. No? Okay, cool. So the first, let's see how we're doing. Okay.
And say I would also like to jump and say that for anyone that would like to be seen by Brendan, you can raise your hand. There's an electronic hand. You can raise it. We will promote you. And so Brendan can see you and get some feedback from the public as well.
Yeah. Does anybody have any questions? Or are you guys? Oh, cool. Jeff, what you got? And then Jeff is still muted. Can you unmute Jeff?
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff. Go ahead. I can hear you.
Well, I'm just coming into the inner room here so that you have some faces to look at.
Oh, thank you.
I don't have a question at this time. I took all of Ralston's courses, and they were all great. He was the best teacher I've had in any learning domain.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I'll let him know you said some. I'll let him know you said hi. Do you think he would remember you?
He may. It was about 3.5 years worth of him. So.
Okay, he might. Surprised. I know he's a bit of a character, so he.
He is. Yeah, it would be the late 80s.
Okay, I'll make a note and then let him, and I'll ask him. I'll see. Just out of curiosity. Okay. Yeah. So, does anybody have any questions out there? Oh, Nathan, how long did it take you in training to have your first experience of effortless power? Yeah. Thanks, Nathan. So when I first met Ralston, I was 17 years old, and I saw him at a workshop in Rochester, New York, and it was an effortless power workshop. And partway through, he asked people, "Hey, do you want me to punch you?" And so I volunteered, and he punched me. And so that was my first interaction with that, and it was quite something. So even though the body is relaxed, there's still plenty of force there. Did it have a distinct feel to it? Yes, it did, in the sense that as the punch was reaching out, most of the time the way we register the force is at a certain distance. It had a slightly different distance to it, but it still had the shock and the suddenness of somebody using strength.
And Martin is asking, the relaxed force comes from the core.
Right. Thanks, Martin. Yeah, it comes from. And then Nathan, I'll get to your question. See, you relax your arms and body, but when you do that, like I said before, you must use your center. Right? You have to move somehow, because the way the force happens is as a compression, so that it's in and down. So if I'm here and I'm trying to, say, compress, I have to, if I don't move my center, nothing moves. But if I move my center, then there's the possibility that my body can compress into the ground. So yes, I use my core, but the force doesn't issue from the core. It is meant to get all the way to the ground. And then Nathan, it took me a few years to be able to train it, to start, but that's me. So it took me a few years to be able to start to create it for myself. But then in terms of getting really skillful at it, that's definitely a challenge. Okay. So cool. Yeah, and if you want to come on inside this inner chat room, feel free to raise your hand, so then I can see your face, and then I can perhaps dialogue with you better. That's an invitation for the other participants. If you're here and you want me to see you, go ahead. But otherwise, I will continue. Okay, so you guys ready to watch a little video here? Watch some portions. Okay. Let's see, first section. Okay, so there's gonna be a couple of techniques in the first section here. It's up to about 53 seconds. Anyway, you don't care about how much time. So there's a push, okay? So basic push. And just to be clear, you know, I am very clear that a demonstration of power is not the same as application, and it's not going to look like it would if it was a free format, like fighting or some kind of free play. So just please bear that in mind. And I want you to pay attention to Ralston's body, how the force comes in and down, how relaxed he is, and then how he moves. And then if you have questions after that, I'm happy to field those. So I'm going to try to share the screen here and get you guys going. All right. Okay, you ready? Ready or not, here you go. Oh, first technique is a push. The second one is a technique called a ward off. So you'll see that Peter will actually put his forearm onto the body of the person, and it's a turning motion. So there's a stretching here and a compression this way in and down to the foot as he tosses the body away. So just take a look at this. And then after that, we'll check in with you. Here you go. See, in and down.
So what we try to do is to line everything up, so that when we move, something happens over there. Now, since we're here, let's do the word off thing. Yeah. Okay, from your pelvis down into the foot, okay? And then squat and shift. Pelvis down into the foot. So in this one here, we're going to look at your screen. So you can also see that this one.
All right. So did you see? Are there any questions there? Let's see. I don't know if I'll pause. If I pause the share, do I pop back into the other room?
Yeah, so you just want to stop share that you see at the top of your screen there.
That's easier. Stop, not stop video, stop share.
Stop share, that's right.
Oh, it's at the bottom of my screen, okay. Use further mod. So Jeff, could you, Jeff, could you clarify? Oh, Jeff, you're here. What do you mean by your question there?
Well, it reminds me that to move another body, the force needs to be shaped depending on what's in that other body. You know, they may be directing it down, take it to the earth. You may need to uproot them. They may be solid, they may be limp. If they're limp, they might just flop off and bounce back again, thus neutralizing the motion.
Yeah.
So it seems like once you get into that engagement, a lot can happen after that point.
Of course, yeah. And then what I'm hearing from what you're saying, at that point, now we're into a relational event. I mean, okay, the whole event is relational, because to get the force in and down in the first place is relational. I have to relate to the body that's there, and I have to also relate my body in relationship to their body and the ground at the same time, and be relaxed. So that's extremely relational. And then of course, yes, if the person does a change and I'm trying to be effective at some sort of force, or I throw them or toss them or something like that, then I will need to take action in relationship to that. Otherwise it won't work, of course. And so basics of the application of the power are the same. You know, I reach out, I touch them, I feel their whole body. I align my body in such a way that the force can get to the ground. I relax and move, allow them to compress my body into the ground and or stretch. See, like I could stretch out and that would pull me back, you see, and I can have that pull me into the ground. And that's all the same. And then, yes, of course, if I want to hit something, I have to hit something. If I want to do something with the arm, I have to obviously change the shape of my body and change the way that I apply the power to get that to happen.
So these videos remind me a little bit of the no touch or barely touch throw in Aikido. And that starts out very subtle. And it stays ahead of Uke's ability to react, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so their reflexes can never kick in to resist it, and it slowly accelerates their mass. So there may be some of that here. I'm just asking.
Yeah, got you. Yeah, no, in terms of the no-touch stuff, in terms of now there is an aspect where one of the things that you said was somebody reacting. Like if I'm my nervous system is geared up to encounter force a certain way. And usually the way that most people encounter force is they brace up and lean into it and get tense, you know, then which you can easily see if you go to do something to somebody and they're standing there and then you fake them and they'll fall forward because their nervous system is bracing for impact. So from that standpoint, this effortless power business comes off as confusing to the nervous system because people, when they encounter touch, they're usually ready for some kind of resistance and it's not there. So they may have a ineffective nervous system response, you know.
They're also sensing you out, and if you're totally relaxed, they're not going to feel anything to resist, so they're not going to even start. I'm saying that usually they're scoping out you. If you're the person doing the hit or the throw, they're scoping out you, and they're going to respond to what they see is coming. But if nothing seems to be coming, they won't do anything.
Right. Except that doesn't,
so they can't resist.
In the world of fighting, that doesn't bear out. They'll just kill you and that's it. You know, okay, you're nice and relaxed. Good. I'll hit that, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there is some effect. I'm not saying there's no effect on the other because of the relaxedness. I've seen people get confused when it happens. They're like, what's this? This is different. This doesn't feel normal.
Yeah.
So I have seen that. Cool. Thanks, Jeff. All right, cool. So guys got that? Next, I want to show you. Okay, All right, so another aspect is something called outreaching, which is essentially it's feeling the whole body. So being able to touch another body or an object and feel the entire thing. Now, this isn't like this could be seen as like some woo-woo energy stuff. No, I just mean like literally if you touch something, you can really focus your attention and feel, you can feel the whole thing. Okay. As if like through the touch, as if energetically you can feel the whole thing. And what I mean by energetically is simply that there's a feeling there that you have. Like, for example, if you are going to hand somebody a glass bottle and they grab it, but you can tell that they don't have a grip on the bottle. How? Because you can feel that they've grabbed it or not, but you're not touching them. Do you see what I'm saying? So from that, this is like, another aspect of this is being able to feel the entire body and move the entire body via effortless power, not just moving like a part of the body, but moving like the entire thing. Yeah. So this next little clip here shows a bit of the connection. So it's like Peter demonstrating connecting to an entire body and moving the whole body. Okay. So here we go. All right, nobody's griping from the chat. All right, here's the next one. Let's see. Here we go again. And then you'll also see another couple of demonstrations of this ward off technique. It's just a, So here we go.
So I start moving, stay relaxed, and then he starts moving too.
See, move the whole body, not just a piece. It's trying to feel Kevin's whole body and move the whole thing, not just a part of the body. And then that's Rob. He's one of our guys in Holland. And there's that ward off again. Okay. Oh, I'm assuming people can see my video and hear me ramble on if I'm here. Is that correct? Okay. Oh, obviously. Okay, good. I see you nodding. Thank you. All right. So this next part here, he's working with Kevin. He's one of our guys over in Ireland or the UK. He's just showing off balancing over the toes. And then once you get the off balance to a critical point, if you control where he's going to put Kevin's head down towards the floor, if you control that direction, you cause the body to flip. So now this obviously isn't being done in a free play setting, but this is trying to show an application for throwing, and in this case, flipping via off balance and then dropping the head towards the ground. So I will, and it's a quick clip, but you can watch here. Boom. Okay. So you see that? Little demonstration there? Okay. How are we doing? All right, cool. We got some time. All right, the next technique that I'm going to show, this is called a circular press. So what I'm trying to outline are different applications of this effortless power business. You know, this video gives a broad section of some different applications. And as I'm playing this, what I'm thinking is I can break it up to you in these little points, and then I'll just show you the whole thing. It's total runtime is 3 minutes and 48 seconds. So that then also when I show you the whole thing, try to get a sense of the, like, feel the connection to the ground, feel the relaxation, the movement, and try to get a sense of what is being done to try to give an impression. So this next one, this is if you're going to reach and push somebody and then they yield out of the way of what you're doing, trying to join with the push. So not resisting what they do or changing stopping what you're doing to do something else. It's trying to roll right into a press. Here you go. Yeah, just take a look.
But your results may vary. Joining them.
So joining them is helping them do what they're doing. All right. Now he's okay. So now what Peter's going to do in the next clip is you're going to see Kevin reaching toward his shoulder to push him. Now, and Peter's going to demonstrate something called an aspect called leading, where and what leading essentially is, so this is not effortless power, but it is a relational principle that if you understand it correctly, you can manipulate people in the martial domain or business or whatever. Since Kevin wants to push him and he wants to push his body, if Peter changes where his body is, in order for Kevin to get a decent push, Kevin must change what he's doing. And so you'll see Peter offering something to Kevin to push. In this case, it could be a punch. Okay, this does work in boxing. This does work in grappling. I've seen the Gracies do this stuff all the time, where they like bait the person into trying something. When they try it, they flip it around on them. It's the same principle. But in this case, it's a push. Kevin wants to push Peter. Peter moves the object that Kevin's going to try to push. Kevin turns, And then Peter will blend that into a technique called brush knee twist step. And again, when Peter is touching Kevin's shoulder, I want you to notice that he makes a connection to the ground, starting in the back foot, moves his center, compresses into the back foot, and then Kevin will go away. So we got the leading, the joining, and the compression. All right, so here we go. And he'll do it a few times. That's the compressing down. So he's leading him. Back foot, connection to the push.
So here we go. Ooh, grip's not ready to start. Oh, now the grip's ready to start. Let's do this.
You see how he goes down when he wants the force to occur? Like down. Okay. How can you guys see the chat out there? Are people saying anything in the chat that I need to respond to, or are they just chilling?
It is all good. The chat is good and the Q&A is also good. But I would like to invite everyone, if you have any questions for Brendan, something is not so clear, or anything that you would like to say, you can use the chat and you can use the Q&A.
Yeah. Thank you, Anna.
You're very welcome.
Cool. All right. So the next principle here, this is called mind-body alignment. So it's basically the title of this video here is like, okay, effortless power. And then like, I'm trying to tell you how to do it. So I'm trying to outline the fundamentals and then show. And then of course, if you actually wanted to make this a reality in your experience, you'd have to train like crazy for a long time, for a while, probably. But the main thing, like if you really want to get this, if you relax, if you really force yourself to relax, like so relaxed, whatever you do in your martial arts is likely going to fail. Okay. That's the kind of relax that we're looking for. And if you can do that and start to see, force that issue, it will force you down this road. It has to, if you really relax. It's just one of the tricky parts is a lot of people think they're relaxed, but they're actually not. And I know that may not sound good, but it's the truth. And I've seen it myself. I've taught Tai Chi teachers. I've seen it in them. I've taught Aikido teachers. I've seen it in them. Every martial art that has ever claimed relaxed, they're not. They aren't. Why? Because I can feel them. Their bodies get tense. I've seen myself. I get tense and I think I'm relaxed. So this is just another aspect to consider. This next principle here. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to show you principles and then like the how to like where to put your mind so that you can start working on this in the most powerful way, given the medium I've got, which is a flat screen and a video and 1 hour, less than 1 hour, 55 minutes. No, more like 53, whatever. Okay, so then, thank you, I'm rambling. The next thing is mind-body alignment. So what does this mean? What the heck am I talking about? Mind-body alignment is if, because I'm about to show you, Peter's going to demonstrate. If I'm going to do a task, where does my mind usually go? You see, especially in the martial arts, if I want to hit somebody, where does my mind go? My mind goes to impact, right? I want to have the impact, or I want to feel, if I want to push them, where do I go? To the result, the end result, you see? And one of the things that Peter keeps hammering on me like for years is that the end result, that's where we want to go, but there is no end result. There is no such thing as an end result without process. You see, and everything that comes before that end result is the process. And if you separate your mind from that process, you will lack power. It's just a fact, okay? So this aspect is mind-body alignment. And so what you're gonna see is Peter trying to tell people, when you're going to do something, you stay with them through the process. And then when you're at the result, then you be at the result. Don't split. Or like if I'm trying to pull somebody this way, you see, I don't split. And it's usually registered because people's minds, right, if they're not really trained, usually follow their face. Like their face will indicate where their mind is, kind of thing. And so they will split from the task. So what Peter's going to try to show is don't do that. Stay with the process completely. And then when you're done, then be done. So this is like an alignment of mind body. And what that does is helps you generate power. Right? Since we're working on effortless power, you know, it's good to have some power. So this is called mind body alignment. Here we go. So watch for that.
Align your mind with what's happening as it's happening. Make them be right where they are. Don't go ahead. I go here. Oh.
See, he stays with the process. Okay. All right. Another way to consider this business is now what do you do if somebody resists you? Huh? You want to push them and they say no. Here's one option. It's called the shifting push. And one of the things to notice here is that as Peter is going to start the push, Kevin is going to resist the force in that direction. And as seamlessly as he can, Peter is going to shift from moving the force in one way and align his body to 90 degrees to that force and move Kevin off one way or the other. So I know, Jeff, if you're still listening, like this would be an example of modifying the force in the middle of the push. Okay, so this is called a shifting push. And just so you can see that.
Which isn't so such a push you into the ground, or that way, see, but you do that way by catching his going down, as he's going down.
All right, that's a different technique. Okay, so now I'm just going to show a brief cross section of some different techniques. So the first one was the shifting push there. This one where he throws Kevin down, he's actually pinning the foot. Then he does another one, which is called turnout projections, basically tossing a body through space. And then another throw called the basic spiral. And just take a look at these and get a sense of the techniques as they come across your screen. And then what I'll go is I'll ask some questions and then see where you guys are at after this. All right, here you go. So that's a push, pin the foot throw. That's turnout projection, throwing the body.
So you catch it like a boom, and then it's a boom.
All right, cool. How about, Hajime. How about breathing? Just breathe. In terms of breathing, like there's no, we don't have a specific way of coordinating the movement with the breathing. It's just let your body breathe. But, and then some things that Peter has said is if you want to have something where there's a breathing, best breathe in so that it's consistent with the direction of the force, which is in and down. Yeah. Okay, cool. So Cecilia, you're still here.
Yeah, we have some minutes left. If you'd like to throw any questions to Brandon, please do so. We have some minutes left, about 10 minutes to wrap up. Ask any questions about the technique, about the center, about the training, about him and his life. Yeah, Martin says staying with a person through the process applies perfectly to working energetically coaching.
Yeah, thanks, Martin. Appreciate it. So cool. So I'm gonna that video is 3 minutes and 48 seconds. I'm going to play the video again for you all. And so after all of my rambling here, I want you to just watch the video now and try to soak in the. Like, try to get a sense of what it feels like to do that. You see, I want you to put your attention on the video and imagine as if you are doing that, and imagine what that would feel like in your body, and see if you can get that the force literally does move in and down to the ground. And it allows for a compression or a stretching or even a spiraling, which can apply to hooking and force that rotates and goes down, okay? And then after that, that'll push us right up to about 10:52, and then we'll have a few minutes, okay? So that'll be my last contribution here, all right? So here we go. See if you can get a feel for that. I'll just play the exit. Okay. All right, here you guys go. All right. Feel.
Don't worry about the rest. So what we try to do is line everything up. So that when we move, something happens over there. Now since we're here, let's do the word offs thing. Yeah. Okay, from your pelvis down into the foot, okay? And then squat and shift. Pelvis down into the foot. Now, so in this one here, we're going to do this. So you can also see that this one. Okay, good. So I'm moving and stay relaxed, and then he starts moving too.
Okay, so that's connecting to the whole body. Connecting to the whole body, trying to move the entire body. Same thing there. Just playing around. That's that ward off again. Tipping for any of the flip, finding where the flip can happen. That's joining their turn, so that if they turn to try to get away from you, you join it and move into it.
Joining them.
Okay. He's connecting to the ground and stretching into the ground. Now this one is with the leading and then joining him and connecting to the ground again, and the bat starting in the back foot, moving to the front foot.
Here we go. Ooh, bridge not ready.
Oh, now the bridge. Okay, keep trying to feel what's happening. That's probably the most valuable aspect that you can get from watching, is trying to feel.
Align your mind with what's happening.
See, mind-body alignment. Stay with the process.
Don't go ahead. I go here. Oh. Yeah. Why would I turn unless I'm turning to the hip? So relax and go with it. You don't do it without it. Okay, Dick?
Okay, same. This is just screwing. This is more of a screwing straight into the ground. If the guy resists, you can move 90 degrees to their resistance and take them that way. Still trying to be effortless. That's turnout projection. Almost done. As joining Kevin, Kevin tries to do something. He joins him, takes him over. Okay, there you go. I've got 3 minutes left. You guys got any questions?
When I was...
Whoa. Oh, is that you, Jeff? No, sorry.
Young.
Oh, boy. Hang on.
I always questions.
That is one of your videos.
I apologize.
No worries.
Okay. All right, cool. So that's what I've got for you. I hope I've been able to, if you've never seen that before, hopefully you're able to see something. It's like the secret for As If Effortless Power is in being relaxed, okay? It's in literally throwing yourself into relaxing your body and then demanding that you find a way to generate power through a completely relaxed medium. Like if you turn your body completely limp and you're able to find power, it will force you to do that. Okay, it will also force you to use your center. And even if you do use strength, which you will, it will force you to find ways to align to the ground that are far more efficient than if you don't. And then I've also seen this, you know, I've messed around with this in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu as well, which is definitely a place where you wouldn't think to do it. There have been times when I've been totally relaxed and gotten into some very strange positions that I wouldn't have otherwise if I wasn't trying to do that. So I think that's probably the main message in terms of like how to get effortless that I have for you. So that's what I got.
Thank you, Brendan.
There you go. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. That was really interesting. Okay. I am curious of the training, how that looks like and so on. And I'm sure that we all are a bit curious about it as well. You can find all that information on Brendan's website, which is thebrendanlee.com.
Yes.
You can find it on the chat as well, along with all the other links for his social media and other ways to contact him. I invite you all to the next session in this channel. Please join. We also have the coffee breaks in the community section of the portal and the Facebook groups where you can join and share and connect with other people that are really into the world of not just the martial arts, but also the embodiment as at all. Thanks to our sponsor, Rafe Kelly, for making this possible. And the full content of the conference has a 50% discount now. Today, there is a really good promotion of about 50 extra features that your purchase can give you. Really good ones, actually. Check it out by making... By purchasing it, if you have the means, you are making this possible for the ones that don't have the means to do so. And you will also be supporting the community that made this possible. Supporting all the embodiment movement through the world, coming back to our bodies, coming back to our homes, and just think about what change can make in the world. That's why we are all here today. Last question, Brendan. What is your top tip on how to be embodied?
How to be embodied?
Yes.
How are you defining embodied?
However that would be resonant to you, what embodiment is to you, and how to get there.
How to be embodied. Well, that's a funny question. Okay, what I have about that is probably where I would go with that is be the body. Yeah.
Be the body.
Yeah. So instead of, usually people are being like somebody inside their head. So maybe instead of being a individual inside their head, they can just be their body so that they aren't in there. They're this from here out.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is a really good one. Really, really good one. Thank you very much, Brendan. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jeff, for being there on the screen. Thank you for all the attendees and Shanti, tech hosting.
You're most welcome.
Thank you. And thanks for everyone that was watching this on Facebook. You can watch the replay. And yeah, there are so many more sessions coming up and so much more information that you don't want to miss. Go check the portal. Check what other speakers you would like to see. And yeah, let's come back home. Let's come back to our bodies. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Brendan, again. And I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, ciao.